year was 1963. Beatlemania was getting contagious. In Britain, people were figuring out groovy. Carnaby Street was the place to be. And a man named Edward Craven Walker was about to change every teenager's bedroom and every hippie's living room. Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of when Craven Walker's most famous creation hit the market, the lava lamp. The British inventor, so the story goes, was inspired to create it after seeing a liquid-filled egg timer in a pub. He then spent years turning his idea into a home lighting device. Cressida Granger is the managing director of Mothmos, the company started by Edward Craven Walker. She explains what makes the lava lamp so mesmerizing.
Well, it's two immiscible liquids, two liquids that don't mix, just like oil and vinegar, really. Obviously, it's not oil and vinegar. And then the heat from the bulb warms up the wax. The wax rises, it cools, and it falls again.
Did it have kind of a practical purpose when it first came out?
No, there is no practical purpose.
So
it was pure fun. Yeah.
So with all the colors, it was just this psychedelic thing that people just had to have in their living rooms?
That's right, yes.
And so you must have had some pretty interesting clients when it first started, because everybody needed to have one, right?
Everyone needs to have two, I think. yeah, I guess. I mean, Ringo Starr bought one back in the 60s, and all sorts of people. I mean, most people have owned a lava lamp.
What exactly is in the lava lamp? I mean, what do we see moving around in there?
It's mainly wax and water and other bits of secret, this and that.
Wax like candle wax?
Ish.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah, you're not going to give away the secret formula here.
I'm not, no.
As far as the designer himself, Edward Craven Walker, I mean, he sounds like he was a bit of a character. What was he like?
He was great. I mean, he was a sort of, in a way, a classic British eccentric. Had big enthusiasms for different things and didn't really care what anyone thought of anything. So Edward Craven Walker was, you know, more quirky, really. You know, he had a nudist camp and he owned a fire engine and... But he was also an accountant and a World War pilot. He was really a unique character.
I got to say, lava lamps, or at least lava and nudism, don't seem to go well together.
I don't know.
You going to make the case for us now?
I think I'll leave that to history. But I think he thought they went well together.
I got to say, personally for me, I don't own a lava lamp, but whenever I see them, they're very soothing. I think if therapists were to put those in their waiting rooms instead of like ocean sounds, the world would be a much better place.
Well, keep on saying that. I quite agree with you.
Cressida Granger, great to meet you. Great to speak with you.
Thanks very much indeed.
And happy birthday to the lava lamp.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Swinging 60s, here I come, baby. Yeah.
Do you have a lava lamp? Is it proudly displayed in your living room, or have time and styles relegated it to your basement? Either way, time to show off your amoebic colors. Get out that lava lamp and Instagram it. Use the hashtag lavalamp50. That's lavalamp50.